So today we are going to talk about how to read a nutrition label, and then we're also going to pair it with just some simple strategies you can put into place when you're eating out, if you're going out for dinner, or if you're grabbing something on the go, some things you can do. So starting out with nutrition labels, I have an example here, so I will pass this around and test you guys a little bit as we go. But this little box here contains a lot of useful information, but at first glance it can seem kind of overwhelming. So we're going to break it down into a few steps of what to look for, what your eyes should go to first. And then hopefully you guys walk out of here feeling a bit more confident about your food choices. But I do want you to keep in mind that reading this for the first time, it's going to take practice. And every time you look at it, you're going to feel stressed out. But over time, it's going to get better and you're going to feel more confident. Your eyes are naturally going to go to what's most important to you and your goals. Okay? So first up, the first step you want to take is how many calories per serving there are. Because at the basis of weight loss or weight gain is calories in, calories out. So we want to be keeping an eye on how many calories there are per serving.
That would be for the whole thing, right?
So this is just per serving. We will get to that.
1 to 2 cups there, mister.
Yeah. Where are my notes here? Okay, yeah, so here we can see that in this Ben & Jerry's ice cream, which we all know and love, there are 260 calories per serving. So we're going to get into what the serving size is in just a little bit. So that one's pretty straightforward. Now I'm going to pass this to Mike, and you're going to tell me how many calories per serving are there in that?
45.
Perfect. Nailed it. Nice and simple, right? There's our first step. If you want to pass it around so everyone can see it with their eyes, I know this seems like a really simple thing that we're doing, but it's good to train your eyes where to look on this nutrition fact. Okay, and just a fun fact while we're all doing this, so if you look at something and it says 0 calories per serving, it could actually have up to 4 calories because legally companies don't have to write if it has 4 calories if there's less than 5. So it could have anywhere from 1 to 4 calories, but legally be able to write 0. So just keep that in mind with things like, I don't know if you have ketchup that says 0 calories or something like that. Like, look at the serving size, which we're going to get into, and then, yeah, just keep that in mind. A little fun fact. So the second thing we're going to look at is what the serving size is. So for this Ben & Jerry's ice cream, it is a 1/2 cup serving. Yeah, like we all measure out our ice cream, right? No, we're just digging in there with a spoon. But for our serving size here, it is 1/2 cup. So depending on what the food is, it's going to look different. So a serving could be 4 cups. It could be 6 sprays if you're doing those, like, oil sprays. It could be 6 of those, or it could just be the entire container. Some things do measure their calories for the entire container. Everything's gonna be different. So this pint of ice cream is 1/2 cup. And Jenna, what's the serving size for that?
2 tablespoons.
Boom.
So 12 grams.
Yeah, so there will be cases like that where it's gonna say 2 tablespoons, but then it will also tell you the grams. And that is important when we're trying to calculate the total calories per container. So if you look at the front of your packaging, it's going to tell you how much, either in milliliters or grams usually, and it's usually in this area down here in the corner, it's going to tell you how many total grams there are in the whole container. So I'll let you guys pass that around so you can find it yourself. Now this is the most complicated part of reading a nutrition label, because you're going to divide the total grams of the container. So for this here, it's 500 milliliters. You're going to divide that by the serving size, which is 1/2 cup. Now we all know that 1/2 cup is 125 milliliters. That's just something that you're going to get to know the more you play around with nutrition labels. So dividing 500 by 125, we find out that there are 4 servings in an entire container of this ice cream. So then we multiply that by how many calories there are in one serving, and we're gonna find that there's 1,040 calories in an entire pint of ice cream. So this is useful for things like this when we're likely to overeat it, like if we're mindlessly eating it while we're watching TV, we can be at risk of eating 1/2 pint at a time. So that's why for things like this, like treats, it's important to know how many calories are in the entire thing so you can kind of be a little just aware of that. Oh, careful there. So for this one, I went ahead and did the calculation. So we all saw that it has 453 grams, and a serving size is 2 tablespoons, or they gave us the grams, so there's 12 grams. So in this entire container, there's almost 38 servings, which gives us an entire, for this entire container, there's 1,700 calories. Now, I'm not concerned that you guys are going to take this powdered peanut butter and just start shoveling it into your mouth. It's like doing the cinnamon challenge. So this stuff is actually a fantastic alternative because a tablespoon of regular peanut butter is 90 calories, whereas this, you get 2 tablespoons for 45. So this is actually a great low-calorie alternative. Just a little pitch out there for powdered protein or powdered peanut butter. Mm-hmm. And it tastes exactly like peanut butter. Yep. But yeah, so that's just something to keep in mind. It's not bad that this has 1,700 calories because no one is going to eat the entire thing in one go. So that's step number 3. Step number 4 is how much protein there is per serving. So we already know from previous workshops that protein is one of the best fat burners out there. So like salmon, eggs, chicken, shrimp, all that fun stuff. It's full of lean protein, so it's helping your body burn fat and maintain your metabolically active tissue while you eat it. So this step is most important if you're trying to decide between two products. So if you're like, you know what, Shannon, I'm getting some ice cream tonight, that's perfectly fine. We all should live with balance, right? So if you're looking at this one and then you're comparing it to another sort of ice cream and they both have the same calories, they both have the same serving size, then we're gonna look at protein. So whichever one has the most protein per serving, that's the one you wanna go with because you're giving your body more of that good stuff. So yes, an example with this ice cream, we have 5 grams of protein per serving, so that's per half a cup. And Taylor, do you want to tell me how many grams of protein there are in this little number, in that powdered peanut butter?
6.
Perfect, nailed it. See guys, reading nutrition labels, easy, right? Alright, and our little bonus one we're going to look at is dietary fiber. So this might be taking a step too far for you, so you can turn off your brain if you don't want to hear this. But if you are interested in sugar content, then you should also be interested in the fiber that's in a product. So fiber is incredibly important for your body because it keeps your digestive system healthy. So it's your body doesn't actually digest it, doesn't take any nutrients from it. It just goes right through your body. So it helps to feed the bacteria in your gut, and it also adds bulk to your stool. And another really important fact about this is that it slows down the digestion of sugar. So it doesn't just cause, if you eat pure glucose or you have just a pop, there's no fiber to slow it down while you're releasing it, so you get a spike in blood sugar levels. But when you have fiber, it helps to slow it down a little bit. So in this example here, we have 27 grams of sugar and 2 grams of fiber. That's not fantastic. You kind of want them to match up as best you can. But once again, this is a treat that you should be having 20% of the time, whereas the 80% of the time we're going to be eating food that is good for our bodies. So yeah, the more fiber and less sugar you have, the better it is for your body. So Laura Lee, do you want to tell me how much sugar there is in that and how much fiber?
Sugar 1 gram and fiber 2.
So that's perfect. There is 1 gram of sugar. It's naturally occurring in the peanuts.
So we can't eat the whole pot.
You know what? If you can do it, props to you. That is a challenge.
You just have extra calories, actually.
But yeah, so it has 2 grams of fiber, 1 gram of sugar. So the sugar that is there is getting slowed down by the fiber, and the fiber is adding a benefit to your body by feeding your gut bacteria, keeping your digestive system healthy. Just all around good guy fiber, right? Okay, so that is it for reading and nutrition label. Next up, we're going to go into 2 slides on eating out. So your goals for eating out, I'm going to keep it nice and simple because when you're eating away from home and you're trying to be healthy, it can be overwhelming. So your 3 goals are going to be to eat protein, to eat vegetables, and to eat until you're 80% full. So what does this look like? When you're trying to get your protein in first, because protein is a great fat burner, you want to choose a meal from the menu that either has protein already in it, or be that person and ask for protein. So an example of something that could already have protein in it, like if you're getting sushi, get a tuna roll. Fish, protein, you can have that. Or if you are at a restaurant and there's only terrible food options, but then there's salads, you can ask for them to add chicken to it. Add the protein in, be annoying, your money's paying for it, so get what you want there. Next up is to choose the vegetable option. I know how tempting it is to order french fries or sweet potato fries, but I really encourage you guys to use the vegetable option just because we do tend to be deficient in vegetables. So you can do like roasted veggies, garden salad instead of your french fries or potato salad. The third one is to stop when you're 80% full. So we talked about this way back in the first nutrition workshop. If you need a refresher on that, you guys can go back and listen to that one. But What this is listening to your body and making sure that you're not just eating what's on your plate. If you need to get things packed up, do that, because you don't want to be walking around with a food baby. That's uncomfortable. Just eat until your body is content. You could still go for a walk afterwards, and then you have leftovers to enjoy later. So that's fantastic. And then the last thing we're going to focus on, just a little bonus goal, is limiting your fat intake. So you never know how much oil was used to prepare your meal, but we can assume that if it's in a restaurant, some oil or some sort of grease was used to prepare that food. So you don't have to worry about saying like, oh, I need to get my avocado in with this meal. Just assume that there is some sort of fats in that meal, and we don't need to spike the calories of the meal even more by adding in some more healthy fats. Just assume it's there and leave it alone. And we also want to avoid anything that's pan fried or deep fried, and aim for things that are roasted, grilled, or baked. Those are the best ones. And even if something says that it's deep fried and you know that they have a grill back there, ask them to toss the chicken on the grill. Once again, it's your money. Be annoying. Ask them to give you the foods that you want, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's all I have for you guys. Any questions?
On the label, you skipped right over fat content.
Yeah, I
does that fall in? Does that fall in a line when you look at the other things, or?
We can look at it. So if you're focusing on your macronutrient goals, so if you have certain grams you want to reach, then yes, absolutely, you can look at the fat and the carbohydrates as well. However, for the purposes of this, I'm just trying to break it down and make it as simple as possible, which is why the most important macronutrient is protein, because it is such a good fat burner, and it feeds your metabolically active tissue. But yeah, I mean, if you want to take a look at either fats or carbohydrates, I mean, your fiber and your sugar are carbohydrates as well. Yeah, if you guys want to take a look at those, you can, absolutely. Underneath fats, it'll usually say like saturated, unsaturated, polyunsaturated. Just remember from our fat seminar that unsaturated and saturated fats in their whole natural unprocessed forms tend to be the healthiest. Anything's like trans fats, if it says trans fats on there, you need to take this, throw it at the wall, and run away. Okay. But yeah, does that kind of help?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions?
Where can I access the previous one?
All of this? I'll send you the link to those. Cool. Yeah. So there's that link up there with all the podcasts on there. Yeah.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Well, have a great Friday, you guys.